This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that India is ready to assist in bringing a peaceful resolution to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, underlining that war will not bring any solution. During his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Kazan, Mr. Modi reiterated that dialogue and diplomacy is the way forward to achieve resolution of the conflict. Briefing media about the meeting in Kazan, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi briefed President Putin about his engagements with the Ukrainian leadership and noted that India stood ready to contribute in bringing peace to the region. Mr. Misri said the two leaders also discussed the issue related to the early discharge of the remaining Indian nationals in the Russian army. Prime Minister Modi also held a bilateral meeting with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in Kazan. PM Modi stated that he had a very good meeting with the Iranian president. The two leaders reviewed the full range of relations between the two nations and also discussed ways to deepen ties in futuristic sectors. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi congratulated the Iranian president on his recent electoral victory and reaffirmed India's commitment to deepening the age-old bilateral ties with his country. They also held discussions on key areas of cooperation, including on the Chabahar port and the international north-south transport corridor. Replying to a media query, the Foreign Secretary informed that Prime Minister Modi will also hold a bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in Kazan today. An under-construction building collapsed in Babu Saheb Palya in Bengaluru last evening, leaving one person dead. Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivkumar, who visited the spot, has informed that when the building collapsed, there were 21 workers inside, out of which 14 are rescued and the operation is on to rescue others. 7 injured workers are admitted to the hospital. He informed that the workers are from Bihar and Andhra Pradesh. He added that case will be booked against the contractor and the owner of the building for constructing a multi-story building without plan approval. He said that a survey will be conducted in the city to identify such unauthorized constructions and legal action initiated against the owners. India and Pakistan have agreed to extend the validity of the agreement on Sri Kartarpur Sahib Corridor for a further period of 5 years. The agreement had been signed on 24th of October in 2019 to facilitate the visit of pilgrims from India to Gurdwara Darbar Sahib Kartarpur, Narowal, Pakistan through the Kartarpur Sahib Corridor and was valid for a period of 5 years. Union Coal Minister G. Kishan Reddy has emphasized the importance of production efficiency and environmental stewardship in the coal sector. Chairing the half-yearly review meeting on the coal sector in New Delhi yesterday, the minister highlighted the need to embrace innovative technologies to enhance coal production while minimizing environmental impact. The Enforcement Directorate ED has arrested 6 persons in connection with an investigation under Prevention of Money Laundering Act linked to a cross-border drug smuggling network. The agency has initiated the investigation on the basis of seizure of around 293 kilograms of heroin from containers imported at Nhava Sheva Port in Mumbai. In addition to that, around 353 kilograms of heroin was also seized from 2 vehicles and a flat in Faridabad by Delhi Police Special Cell. Delegate registration for the International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2024, to be held in Goa from 20th to 28th November 2024, is now open. Film enthusiasts can log on to my.iffigoa.org to register their names, while film professionals and cine enthusiasts can register themselves by paying a fee of ₹1,180. Students can get free access to panels and screenings with an allowance of 4 tickets per day. In hockey, the Indian junior men's team defeated host Malaysia 4-2 in the group stage match of the Sultan of Johor Cup in Malaysia yesterday. The Indian team continued its winning streak in the tournament, registering its 3rd win in a row under new coach P.R. Srijesh. Earlier, India beat Japan 4-2 and Great Britain 6-4 in the first 2 rounds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.